From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, said Monday he's seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We do need to have some scrutiny put on to the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians and anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
Nunes said he has no plans to expand the probe already underway, but the panel's ranking Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, said the investigation is far from over.
The committee has reached no conclusion on whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Russian officials, or any Russian contacts. Nor could we. We have called no witnesses thus far. We have obtained no documents on any counterintelligence investigation, and we have yet to receive any testimony from the FBI on the investigation of potential links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Lawmakers are looking at details of the findings of the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democrat rival Hillary Clinton. Thousands of South Sudanese refugees have crossed into Sudan this year, fleeing famine and conflict. Jane Howard is with the World Food Program.
This is a man-made situation. It's really caused by the conflict that's been going on. Unfortunately, the conflict means that roads are cut off, we can't get access to bring people food, there's no food in the market, and really the whole country is sort of falling apart.
More than a million have fled the country since war broke out in 2013. This is VOA News. President Trump late Tuesday delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress, a message whose themes were laid out Monday by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
Monday, the Trump administration unveiled a 2018 budget blueprint that calls for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. Mr. Trump spoke about that to the nation's governors.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The budget, expected to be made public next month, will seek to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. The UN Security Council is to vote Tuesday on a ban of helicopters to Damascus and blacklisting some Syria military commanders over use of suspected toxic gas. Russia has indicated it may veto that resolution. On the ground, government airstrikes reportedly killed at least 11 people in the town of Ariha in Idlib province. Meanwhile, the Syrian army is said to be advancing on Islamic State positions in northern Aleppo province. Israel Monday carried out a series of airstrikes on suspected militant sites in the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack on southern Israel. Witnesses say at least 4 people wounded in those airstrikes. Senior officials from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea met Monday here in Washington on ways to further restrict funding for North Korea's weapons programs, especially targeting Pyongyang's illicit activities such as arms sales. In South Korea, retail giant Lotte Tuesday signed a deal to provide a golf course as site of a U.S. missile defense system, which has been criticized by China as a threat to its own security. Malaysia's attorney general said 2 women detained over the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother will be formally charged with murder Wednesday. They're suspected of attacking Kim Jong-nam at the Kuala Lumpur airport with a cloth doused with VS nerve gas. The heir to the Samsung empire and several other executives were indicted Tuesday on multiple charges linked to a political scandal resulting in the impeachment and removal of South Korean President Park Geun-hye. The commercial venture SpaceX said it plans to launch 2 paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the passengers or how much they're willing to pay. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.